This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I feel really, really guilty. I just had for breakfast a burger and fries. I am so bad. Well, it was from last night. Okay, remember I told you guys Fuddruckers has kids' meal for free? So I didn't eat dinner last night. And so my husband went to Fuddruckers and he got a kids' meal. And the kids' meal and a hamburger and fries. So I feel really, really guilty. So if you guys hear me like a little bit out of breath, it's because I'm trying to exercise while doing the show. Now, we got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about this Toronto van driver. We have another person who has rented a van just to kill a bunch of people. Apparently, he took his white rental van down a packed Toronto street, killed 10 people, left 15 others. And we're told that he apparently praised the killer in a 2014 attack near UC Santa Barbara. And this gentleman, his name is Alec Minassian. He's 25 years old, and he's from Richmond Hill, Ontario, according to Toronto Police Chief Mark Sanders. And he has been charged today with 10 counts of first-degree murder and 13 counts of attempted murder. His bail hearing is set for May 10th. So he allegedly drove for nearly a mile early Monday afternoon on Yonge Street, north of Midtown Toronto. He sometimes veered onto the sidewalk as he plowed a path of destruction. Now, we're told in high school he was always smiling. It wasn't his intention. It was out of his control. Somebody said that he also would, make weird meow sounds. We're getting a lot of information lately. I mean, as this news is breaking, I don't know why somebody would sit there and meow. I mean, I do that a lot. I mean, you know, because I got five cats. I'm like, meow. Yeah, but and maybe I'll sing the Meow Mix song. Meow, 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 meow. I love that song. I just am telling you guys right now, I have no homicidal ideation at all. I just like singing the Meow Mix song. But we're being told that he would smile even when he wasn't supposed to smile. And he said a neighbor had attended a Japanese class with him at Thornlea Secondary School in Ontario and describes him. She said he was odd, kept to himself, didn't socialize with other students. Now, he didn't have a criminal history from what we understand. They say he was unknown to Toronto authorities before the van incident. Right now, Chief Saunders said there's nothing we have on him right now. And this van rampage, it doesn't seem like it was accidental. Like he had been drinking or under the influence. It looks deliberate. Do we have a motive? No. Right now, they're not claiming terrorism. According to Canada's Minister of Public Safety, Raph Goodale, said there would appear to be no national security connection. Now, apparently, before the van did plow, all right, a bunch of pedestrians, and like I said, he killed 10, injured 15 others. We are being told that on his Facebook account, he lauded an American mass killer, the one that did the 2014 van killing. He said, all hail the supreme gentleman, Elliot Roger. Now, Roger had killed 6 people and injured 14 others when he stabbed, shot, and vehicle rammed in 2014 near the UC Santa Barbara campus. Now, investigators noted that Roger was motivated by a personal grievance related to the extremist ideological subculture of men's rights activists propagated in online forums. Not sure what that is, like 4chan. Not sure what that is. They say supporters believe women don't want gender equality and have been, quote, brainwashed by feminist propaganda. Now, Roger, back in 2014, was died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. So how does somebody on Facebook laud or applaud or idolize somebody who did mass killing and it doesn't raise any red flags? So Minasian was arrested in a white rental van less than 30 minutes after police got the 911 call about the deadly rampage. There was a tense standoff with Toronto police. Cell phone video obtained by CNN partner CTV shows a man standing in front of a white van with a damaged bumper. He yells, extends one arm, and he points an object at an officer standing behind a black car. The officer, with his weapon drawn, points to the man, tells him to get down, get down. And again, this is in Canada. And so, who knows, maybe they're a lot more cordial then, but apparently nobody shot him. And he actually got on the ground. So the man is seen on the ground as the officer cuffs his hands behind him. Thing is in America, and I don't blame officers, you pull a gun, you're pointing a gun at one of our officers, you're getting shot. Sorry. I mean, if I was a bystander, I would shoot the guy. You don't point a gun at officers. Apparently, this guy appeared to be pointing gun at an officer. Maybe it wasn't a gun. Maybe the officer saw that. I don't know. But if you notice, we're starting to see a general theme of people renting vans. They won't use their own car. They'll get a rental, which doesn't really make too much sense in terms of, hiding one's identity, because somebody could trace the rental. Or are they stealing somebody else's rental van? But I know these rental car companies get freaked out when somebody rents a truck or rents a van, like what happened in Germany, or a lorry, they're what they call trucks, and uses that to kill people. So I'm wondering if it's going to be harder to rent a van. People have to rent vans all the time. It's great for storage. It's great for your music equipment. You don't want to put something in the back of a truck. You don't want to maybe get the expense of a U-Haul. So you rent a van. I mean, I could get that. And so, but you have people out there that want to kill other people. And if you notice, there's a common thread. These are people that stay to themselves and people who other people think are weird. Now, there are millions of people out there. People think I'm weird. So how do you screen them before they become a killer? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly here, I was watching the news this morning, and I guess Donald Trump was fielding a bunch of questions, right, from a bunch of journalists after he greeted French President Emmanuel Macron in the Oval Office. So he's sitting there with the French president. By the way, I mean, I love the French accent. I mean, I make fun of the way the French speak because they speak so quickly, you know. I told you, you know, we Americans, we really, you know, draw things out, right, when we talk. You know, like, you know, do you want some, you know, syrup with your flapjacks? Like, oh, hell yeah. You know, where the French are like, oui. Excuse me? What'd you say? Oui. They just speak really fast, short, you know. Like, you know, don't waste their time making them speak. Yeah. Dahlia, do you know the answer to this question I can't figure out? Well, I have no flipping clue. I don't know. The French just are like, you know, je ne sais pas. What? Excuse me, what'd you say? Chizva. That's like French, but I don't know. So, they're still sexy when they speak. But the one thing that I thought was really, really cool was, I guess, a reporter asked President Trump, while they were, like, talking about, you know, the Iran deal, or I don't know what the interview was, because I was going back and forth trying to get ready. And I guess a reporter asked Donald Trump if he's considering a presidential pardon for the attorney, his personal attorney, Michael Cohen. And so the president moves on, like ignores him at first, then he just turns to him and goes, stupid question. I'm sorry, being in journalism, I mean, I think this is hilarious. I am really enjoying the way Donald Trump deals with the media. I love it. I love it. Maybe it's just because it's so unique and it gives us, you know, something to talk about. But turning around and telling the journalist that their question is stupid is hilarious. Now, some people could say, oh, Trump's a bully. He's bullying. So he's trying to, by negative feedback, by trying to embarrass the journalist, make them think twice about asking a question. See, this is very interesting. I don't know if you guys have ever studied the art of journalism. Journalism, I mean, just like law, I'm fascinated by it. The art, I am fascinated by. Would I want to do it full time? I don't know. I mean, technically I'm doing full time radio, but it, you know, doesn't pay the bills. So you have other jobs, and I love my other jobs. I love medicine. I love teaching. I love, you know, all the other stuff I do. And so I, you know, journalism is a very, very difficult job, just like a law. You know, I may dislike some of the cases attorneys will take, or may twist to get their criminal, you know, person off. But you know, being objective about it, it's very fascinating how it works. So a journalist will not just ask any general question. They're a bad journalist if they do that. Okay, so let's say you're interviewing Hillary. And you have the opportunity to ask Hillary a question. Okay? You're not going to, as a journalist, go, are you crooked, Hillary? No. Or what do you think of somebody calling you crooked? Because you know what her answer is going to be. She's not really going to give you anything. You know, she'll say it's stupid. It's dumb. And let's move on. So you're not going to get anything from that. So what you do as a journalist is you have to ask a question that is going to emit a certain response or an emotion from them. And then you capture that either by what they say or on video. And if the person you're interviewing pauses, if they may stop to think, if their eyes roll to like the left upper quadrant, you know, or whatever, trying to pull from a part of the brain, if they dismiss it, and then the next question, they seem to be more tense and purse their lips, you asked a good question. So if you were interviewing Hillary, let's say, and said, can you please explain acid washing of data in one's computer, and she, can you please explain how we are how we as the average person can transmit confidential emails without going to jail? Because if you know how to do that, please, right? You know, if you, I'm sorry, if I was a journalist, I would ask Hillary Clinton, can you please teach us how to pass national security information to others without going to jail. Because it looks like everybody else seems to go to jail. So teach us how we don't. I'm not accusing her of that. I'm not accusing her of it. You see, you got to be very careful as a journalist. You don't want to sit there and accuse somebody. Okay? But I just have a feeling that of all the experts out there in the world, Hillary Clinton may be probably one of the best people to comment on that. Right? Am I wrong? So when you're a journalist, you want to ask a type of question that will evoke a response. So her response to that may be a very cross-looking look. It may be, now, how should she respond? Okay, so if I was advising her, you know, on how to handle the media, I would probably tell her to respond going, why would you ask me that? I wouldn't know. Stupid question. Move on. See? I would immediately look confused. I wouldn't pause. I wouldn't look tense. I wouldn't change my respirations if I was completely innocent. I'd be like, what? That question makes no sense. We're talking about my book, and you're asking me about national security emails? Doesn't make sense. Don't be asking me that. See? I'd be doing something like that. And then if, as a journalist, I made a follow-up question. Well, it appears you didn't go to jail for... That's why I'm asking you. She would have already kind of moved on. So here, you know, somebody's asking Donald Trump, and I don't know if this was the best question. I think Donald Trump, I'm not saying he's got a degree in communications, but asking if he's going to consider a presidential pardon, okay, you know, for attorney Michael Cohen, I see what the journalist is trying to do. What the journalist is trying to do is get under his skin, trying to evoke a response, trying to make him nervous. You are not going to make Donald Trump nervous. If anybody right now is considering being in the White House press room, I am telling you right now, you will never rattle Donald Trump. Okay? Or he may not show it. Now, he may be in the back doors going, okay, I can't stand that reporter. I never want to see him, blah, blah, blah. But you're not going to rattle him. This guy, with all the different supposed scandals that have hit him over the years, it's like Teflon. I mean, he doesn't waver. And that's probably why he is so successful. Now, he does seem to be a little sensitive about his hair. And I know this as a journalist because he will bring it up in future interviews. He likes to set the record straight, if you notice that. He also appears to want positive public opinion of him, believe it or not. Like with his last tweet about the wall. Keeps pushing the wall. Which a lot of us think is a good idea. Some of us don't. Some of us do. Because remember, he's got an election coming up. So even though he doesn't waver with the journalists, he still has to make sure he convinces people. So that's where you go with him. All right? We'll talk more about this another day. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this is an email that I got on Facebook. Looks like he wants his name anonymous. I'm not going to give his name. But he says, my buddy has throat cancer, and I'm scared. I'm scared of getting it myself. So he goes into a little detail, but apparently he was a big guy with the ladies. And so he wants a little bit more scoop on how much at risk he is and what he could do. So throat cancer, that's a tough one. And let me just kind of start by saying, I don't want everybody to freak out. I've known people that have had throat cancer. I've known people that have had metastatic throat cancer, and they've lived. I mean, look at Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas had throat cancer. Now, we used to think that throat cancer was caused by smoking and drinking. We're finding now more and more that throat cancer is caused by HPV, the human papillomavirus. And HPV is a sexually transmitted virus. So people are getting this sexually transmitted virus in the back of their throat. Now, STDs like the throat. Look at gonorrhea. There's gonorrhea that have become super gonorrhea because they hide out and it's warm and I guess there's little crypts and crevices. But here's the thing. It's not as common as you think. So there was an article in Medscape talking about how risk of HPV-related throat cancer is still, quote, reassuringly low. For the general population, even if you have specific behavioral risk factors, meaning engaging in oral sex, they say that the cancer is still rare. So they had interviewed Dr. Jip Samber D'Souza of Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in Baltimore, Maryland, and said oral pharyngeal cancer has been in the news lately, and the incidence of oral pharyngeal cancer has doubled over the past several decades. But this research is very reassuring in showing that the cancer does remain rare. They say our study identified some risk factors for oral HPV infection, but even among the highest risk groups, and who are in the highest risk groups? Middle-aged male who smoke. They say their chances of having an infection and an infection that progresses to cancer still remain slow. Now, when you have a buddy like he does or a family member, you think everybody gets it. When cancer hits close to home, you really think it's common. The other thing, too, that I think is kind of scary in the general population, and I'm fine with you guys being scared, is there's all this talk about how boys need to get the HPV vaccine. We give women the HPV vaccine between 11 and 26 years old, and we're now telling boys to get it also in their preteens. And they're like, why are we having boys get the HPV vaccine? Well, because HPV can, in addition to causing genital warts and penile cancer, could put them at risk for throat cancer. So we are bombarding everybody with the encouragement and the instructions. It's a recommended vaccine for all kids, boys and girls, to get the HPV vaccine. The problem is anybody over the age of 26 who didn't get it is nervous. You have a lot of 40-some-year-old men out there, 50-year-old men, going, whoa, whoa, whoa. What do I do? You know, and how do I know if I have HPV? I mean, there's ways to swab, but you can't swab the whole entire throat. They are trying to mass, shall we say, they have a test out there, but it's not something that's done routinely and very easily. But there's like a pap smear for the mouth. And some dentists can do mouth washings. So there's an HPV test we talked about on my show about a year or two ago where you can gargle, you can swish this solution, spit it into a collection container, and then that gets sent to the lab and they look for HPV. Now, we're not seeing that routinely done. I don't know if it's a cost issue. I don't know if insurance isn't covering it. I don't know if it's because its sensitivity or specificity aren't as high as we need it to be. But if I was a guy, because throat cancer seems to hit men more than women, which, again, is a little counterintuitive, which is why people are kind of scared. You know, unless maybe we're a little naive about how much oral sex does happen from male to women, as opposed to women to male. But I could assume it's less than women to male. But maybe the male throat is more inclined to harbor it. So for those of you freaking out about throat cancer, Throat cancer could manifest in a variety of symptoms, and these are symptoms that just don't go away. And the reason why you're scared is these are symptoms that are very common. A sore throat. A lot of us get sore throats. Now, you can get a sore throat by a variety of things. You can get a sore throat because you have strep. You can get a sore throat because you have a virus. But if you do have strep or a virus, that sore throat goes away later. So if your sore throat is going away, that's good. Now, chronic sore throats very commonly are caused by acid reflux. If you at night are having reflux where acid is coming up, or if you're a woman that wears Spanx all the time, etc., this acid reflux could hurt the throat. So your throat will be sore and red, but it's because of the acid reflux. So one thing a lot of ear, nose, and throat doctors do is say, let's try some antacids, some proton pump inhibitors. If your sore throat goes away, then we know it was the acid. And the ENT will also take a look in the throat. Now, sometimes you'll start getting dry, or you'll get hoarse, or your voice will crack. Again, if it's only because of allergies or once in a blue moon, not a big deal. But if your voice changes, or you start getting more hoarse and raspy, that could be a sign that you have something growing on the vocal cords. If you have trouble swallowing, or if you notice you're having trouble breathing, if the sore throat does not go away, if a cough doesn't go away, if an earache doesn't go away, you're like, oh my gosh, how will I? They'll totally miss it. If I go to a doctor for an earache, they'll miss it that I could have throat cancer. No, they won't miss it, because if you have a chronic earache, they're going to send you to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. And the ear, nose, and throat doctor will always look at your throat. Or consider an NPL, the nasal pharyngeal laryngoscopy, where they stick a tube up the nose that goes down to look at the throat. So don't worry, it will get caught. Just tell them, look, you know, I'm concerned that it could have some risk factors for HPV. If you start losing weight, that's not a good sign. If you have a lump in your neck that doesn't go away, that could be a good sign. So we still want you guys to avoid alcohol. We have another study talking about alcohol and cancer risk, and it's driving us crazy, because in the same news site, there was another article talking about alcohol good for your health. So somebody needs to get a clue. But if you drink heavily or regularly, yeah, you're more at risk. If you smoke, you're more at risk. If you contracted HPV, you could be at risk. Now, most people that do get HPV-related throat cancer are over 65, but I've known people in their 40s that got it. African-American men appear to be at higher risk than other ethnicities, but again, I've seen white, Hispanic, a whole variety of different ethnicities get throat cancer. Men, 5 times more likely to get it than women, but women could get it as well. If you've been exposed to chemicals, that could do it as well. So our job as medical providers is to listen to you and to ask you if any of your symptoms are not going away. And your job is to kind of keep a tally of what's been going on. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember last year there was a little 4-year-old in June who had a secondary drowning or dry drowning incident and he had died? Well, we're being told that a 4-year-old girl, according to Fox News, luckily is recovering from home after she unfortunately inhaled pool water and underwent a quote-unquote secondary drowning. Now, the reason why I want to spend a quick second here on definition is you are going to see incorrect headlines about this. They are going to say she had dry drowning. She did not have dry drowning. Dry drowning is different from secondary drowning. Okay? But let me tell you what happened to her, and then we'll go through the definitions. So, she lives in Sarasota, Florida, and she was swimming in her grandmother's pool. She inhaled the pool water because she and a friend were playing around with one of those pool noodles. Now, those pool noodles are these, like, styrofoam-looking long snake things that have a hollow center. So she was blowing water at her friend, the friend was blowing water to her, and the little four-year-old then inhales the water. Now, that term is called aspiration, when you get something in your mouth into the lungs. So she immediately threw up. My mom got her out of the pool, she threw up, and then seemed fine. 2 days later, though, she got a fever. So mom takes the kid to urgent care, and the urgent care doctors, you know, listen to the lungs, probably hear some crackles or something, going, you know what, I think she's got pneumonia, aspiration pneumonia, get her to the ER. So she had to immediately be put on oxygen therapy, been put on antibiotics, and, I mean, we've seen people need to be ventilated for something like this. So what she actually had was something called secondary drowning. So what's the difference? So dry drowning occurs when water touches the first pass of the respiratory tree or your vocal cords or your larynx. Water touches this area and this reflex gets triggered, causing a spasm or laryngospasm that happens. So the vocal cords start to constrict and close up the airway. So this is a defense mechanism. This is where your body's like, whoa, 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 there is something that is in the mouth that better not go anywhere near the lungs. So we need to prevent the water from falling into the lungs so it starts to spasm up and tighten the airway. Now, that's nice for trying to prevent water from getting in, but then oxygen can't get in. So if we can't reverse the laryngospasm, the victim can die. In dry drowning, water never officially reaches the lungs. Now, secondary drowning is what I think happened to this little girl, Eliana. Secondary drowning is where you actually do inhale the water. Then it sits in the respiratory tree, and if uncleared, through coughing, will sit, and because it's there, you're not going to get proper oxygenation. You can't oxygenate the blood and get oxygen in there if you got water and crap sitting there. Plus, pool water is chemicals. So it could cause inflammation, could increase more fluid in the lungs, and now you start getting something called pulmonary edema. So this quote-unquote secondary drowning, we see hours to days after the water activity. Now, according to Dr. James Orlowski, he says, and he's from Florida Hospital, Tampa, he said these events are very, very rare, and they comprise only 1 to 2% of drowning incidents. So what are the symptoms? Well, dry and secondary drowning could look very similar. Remember, dry is very acute. It'll be an immediate laryngospasm. So you'll hear the wheezing. You'll hear the stride or the they won't be able to breathe. They will be freaking out. And you have got to call 911 immediately and be prepared to give CPR. It is some scary stuff. Secondary drowning will happen 12, 24, 48 hours later when you start seeing cough, chest pain, difficulty breathing. Sometimes they can have shoulder pain, neck pain, confusion, irritability. Little babies, little kids may have behavioral changes. They maybe won't want to eat. They'll be fatigued, difficulty speaking. They're having a lung infection. So the respiratory tree is compromised. So how do you prevent this? It freaks people out. So how you prevent it is you got to make sure these kids aren't doing horseplay in the pool, which is so difficult. Or in a bathtub. Or a plastic pool. Or a jacuzzi. Or out there in the ocean or lake. Kids splash each other. My sons will try to sink each other. They will throw each other underwater And then they'll let them come back up when they decide it's time to breathe. Now, as their mommy, I have probably opened up a can of whoop-butt 17,000 times. Okay, I don't spank them, but I am sitting there out there on the beach screaming at the top of my lungs to not submerge any child underwater. They're stupid. My sister did the same thing. I think my sister sat on my head in the pool. Kids are stupid. They're stupid. And they think it's okay because I'm going to let them come back up and breathe. I'm okay underwater for some time. No. Because all it takes is something getting splashed. You also have to make sure nobody swims alone. This happens to grown-ups too, people. You want to swim in areas that are staffed by lifeguards, appropriate supervision, because they are trained on this. If water does get inhaled, you have got to watch the child. Don't blow any of this off. So let's say a child did have to throw up coming out of the pool. I remember my brother coming out of the pool and, you know, my mom smacking his back and going, "You okay?" And he's like, I'm good. Well, 2 days later, you don't even remember what your kid did 2 days prior. You have got to write that incident down and be on top of the child. You have to. You know, this case here, let me look back up. I'm sorry. I know it's kind of a sad case, but it's something where, you know, we don't want this child's death in vain. But, yeah, this little, I believe he was also 4 years old, who had died from secondary drowning. Let me look it up. I wrote an article on this a while back, so I apologize. It's hard for me to Google at the same time. And no, it is not there because I misspelled by one letter. Are you kidding me? You can't recognize downing is drowning, honestly. You can't, you know, assume that. So this was a little Houston boy last year who was swimming at a Texas City dike over Memorial Day weekend. And he died late. Again, they called it dry drowning, but it was secondary drowning. And he was fine until his father, Francisco Delgado Jr., right, said he looked like he was suffering from a minor stomach ailment. Then the boy woke up with shoulder pain. And he said, out of nowhere, he woke up and said, "Ah." And his father told KTRK he took his last breath and he didn't know what to do anymore. So they tried CPR, paramedics, etc., and it didn't work. So this was a kid, a cute little kid, who acted like he had a stomach issue. Nobody's going to think, you know, maybe like, well, their stomach swallowed some pool water. And again, I know this stuff is rare. You know, and we don't want to make people panic, but the more you guys are aware, the better. You know, I was really, really frustrated last year because there was a case where somebody had hiccups that wouldn't go away. I went to one ER, and the ER gave him something to relax him. Then he went to another ER, and I'm reading this going, this could be a heart attack. Why isn't anybody treating him for a heart attack? Finally, the third ER doc goes, you know what, let's check your EKG. You know, if you guys are aware and educated, which is why you listen to my show, you could definitely be on top of things. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.